The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. Dom Knight here, and Sammy Shah is with us today because Charles is jetting off to America to do something glamorous that I'm sure if he were here, we'd spend half the podcast talking about, because that's just how he rolls. Sammy?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
No, thanks for having me. I've always seen myself as a alternative to Charles. So yes, this works out well.
So if you want to ramble about any toilet paper you've bought and can't sell or any of the sort of stuff he normally does, you're most welcome to.
No, I'm Charles. I'm Charles without the business sense. The one thing Charles has that I'm always envious of is his ability to figure out how to monetize things. And I have no such ability at all.
He is an amazing hustler. He's been like that ever since high school when he started selling computers. He would make computers himself, like build them and then sell them under the brand CF4PM Computer.
Really?
Yeah. And so that was his sort of side hustle besides school.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started The Chaser. So before he started a largely failed business, he did a very good job of, being a computer guy.
Yeah, every group needs one person like that. My problem is I'm solo, right? I've never been part of a group. So, I just like making stuff, but I'm not good at monetizing it. So I end up making a lot of things for free or for low money. And Charles is one who I needed a Charles in my group when I was growing up. Definitely.
Well, we did a newspaper for 5 years that made absolutely no money. And in fact, we lost a fortune on it, but that's
all right,
okay.
Maybe he's not that good at it.
Yeah. I think your view of Charles is perhaps a little bit optimistic. But anyway, so let's talk about, I'm keen to catch up on the news from Pakistan actually today after we play this annoying ad break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
You could have removed that by signing up at chaser.com.au/podcast, by the way. Anyway, so there's lots that's happened in Pakistan. There's some political chaos, but also some challenging natural disasters because Pakistan is a country in the world. And it seems like that happens just everywhere all the time at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So, do you want me to set the picture first with the political stuff or do the natural disaster stuff?
Let's start with the natural disaster. Man-made disaster. Yeah, we'll get on to the human anthropogenic disasters soon. Why don't we start with what's happened? Because I saw on News Weekly, your podcast, you've been raising money.
Yeah, so basically, climate change, the thing that scientists had been warning us about for years and years, and that saying that it will be catastrophic, is now happening, and it is catastrophic. And the catastrophe is unfolding exactly where we knew it would first, in developing nations, at an unprecedented level of destruction. So Pakistan has 260 million people and 230 million people, I can't remember, and a lot of people, a lot more than Australia does.
Mm.
And in Pakistan, there also happen to be the largest amount of glaciers outside of one of the poles, like the Arctic or Antarctic poles. So unprecedented rainwater, like the kind of rain that we have not ever seen in the history of the country, or maybe in the history of the region. And also glacier melt at the same time happening because of global warming.
God.
Has resulted in flooding, kind of a perfect storm, if you will, literally, of floods that have created a massive inland lake in the country that's visible from satellite imagery. And so one of the things that we keep seeing is over 1,000 people dead. I've worked in journalism long enough to know that that's always just what we know. The numbers will be way higher than that. They will be much larger than that. That's all we have confirmed dead right now, because obviously we can't even survey and access large parts of the country. 30 million people displaced.
Good Lord.
30 million people without homes or a place to live and sleep and stay, who now have to figure out where to live because their homes are destroyed by flooding, devastated by flooding, inaccessible by flooding. The flooding, the pictures that are online are shocking. I mean, just the kind of stuff that you don't, like, I was trying to remember, like, we used to see, remember when the tsunami happened in Japan, the one that led to the
Fukushima
meltdown? That tsunami, the footage that came out was, you know, the first time we really saw what tsunami looks like in real time on television. This makes that look mild. And even though it isn't a tsunami, it's a very different thing. But it's just, it's the Indus River has overflown at a level it never has before. Just massive devastation, houses collapsing, roads submerged, cars being washed away, families and entire villages being completely wiped off. And everyone's just kind of watching, not knowing what to do because we didn't listen to the scientists when we had the chance, and now we're fucked. So one in seven Pakistanis is currently displaced, which again, in a country that size is huge. The cost of rebuilding is currently valued at a minimum of $10 billion. 15% of the country's population currently is displaced. And it's a horrific thing. So I've been asking people to give donations. Everyone's been doing the donation thing. That's all you can really do. The problem is with a lot of these countries, particularly in Pakistan, there is a lot of corruption. There is a lot of political opportunism the way there is in most developing nations. And so as a result, you want to be careful who you give the money to. You don't want to give the money to someone where it just ends up in a politician's pocket as they buy themselves a new helicopter. And the only organization that is 100% trustworthy, completely recommended, is one called EDHI Foundation. That's E-D-H-I, EDHI. And it was created by a man called Abdul Sattar EDHI, which is, and you know, one day I can tell you about him. He's a remarkable human. He was a remarkable human being. He died a few years ago. It's the world's largest voluntary ambulance service, and they have proper flood relief plans. They're doing everything from providing pads to women, sanitary pads and everything, to women in these flood relief areas who no longer have access to any healthcare stuff. They're also providing just food and shelter and all these things. So if you go to donate.edhi, that's edhi.com. I'm pretty sure it's .com, or is it? No, .org. O-R-G. So donate.edhi.org. And if you donate money, it goes a long way. And because of the conversion rate, I think one Australian dollar right now is equal to, let me just see, one Australian dollar currently, as of this recording, is about 150 or 151 Pakistani rupees. That's a good amount of money. You could literally give $20 or $30 and miss a couple of cups of coffee and save a life properly, make a massive difference. So I don't see why you wouldn't.
So it's, yes, donate.edhi.org. And the first link there is for the flood relief campaign. But
that's,
I'm
right,
fascinated by the idea of glaciers, because we talk so much about glacier melt and how it's going to devastate the Pacific. Certain figures in Australian politics have joked about that at various points in time. But we know that, you know, when the Antarctic continues to melt at a pace, when the Arctic does, that's going to raise sea levels. But I hadn't previously thought about what happens to the ice that is on land. And of course, in that region, you've got the Himalayas. There must be a vast quantity of frozen water, which is also melting. So what's happened? We I guess saw the headlines about record heat in the north of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, the whole region, over the summer that's kind of coming to an end now. What's the status of these glaciers? Is this going to keep happening every summer that there's extreme heat and then just all that locked up ice is just going to continually release till there's none left?
Well, I mean, there's a lot more ice still to melt. I mean, this is just the tip, literally the tip of the iceberg, if you will.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, this is what scientists have been saying is going to happen. And it is happening exactly the way they described it. And this is a mild level. It's only going to get worse. Like, I'm at that point now where I don't understand why we aren't skinning and hanging billionaires from light poles, why every climate scientist isn't currently a sniper on a rooftop taking out conservative politicians and newscasters, because every single thing that they said will happen, which was dismissed by, you know, for shareholder value, is coming to pass. And countries like Pakistan, which, you know, Pakistan's got a lot of problems. I'm not saying that it is a country that is blame-free when it comes to a lot of the issues that it faces. Of course it does. But it contributes 1% of global pollution. You know, 1%. Countries like Dubai and countries like America and countries like, you know, all of these places contribute significantly more, and they are not going to experience the side effects the same way places like Pakistan and India and stuff are.
And so, it's pretty bizarre when in Saudi Arabia you've got a notion for this 170-kilometer long continuous city that's a total white elephant. Apparently, when we talked about it the other week, they are going to build like some sort of stage of it to just prove that it's a stupid idea, a proof of concept, proof against concept, as it will turn out to be. When you compare that absolutely extraordinary waste of money and sheer egotism with the relatively cheap cost of, you know, remediating disasters like this that just keep happening. And we've just seen, you know, we know in Australia we've had this whole notion of one in 100 year floods happening a couple of times this year, but we don't have glaciers on our continent ready to just absolutely melt and douse us. So what on earth do you do about that?
Like I'm saying, I think you got to start killing people. I don't know. Like, I don't know what else to do.
But people are dying, right? I mean, the point is killing people is on the table, and it's not those responsible for this, or at least responsible for failing to do something about it, who are in the crosshairs. And so we have, it's quite surreal when you look at what's happening globally. We've got Liz Truss about to become PM in the UK, where her only idea really seems to be cutting taxes. In Australia, we're not really taking action on oil and gas exploration, despite all the claims to, you know, the stuff that Labor is doing to try and address climate change more than before. We're just nowhere with this problem, aren't we?
Yeah, we're not. It's I honestly don't know. I'll be honest. I was a person who, much like everyone else, has tuned so much of this out. Right, we get caught up in Barnaby Joyce wanking on a desk to whatever, or
and there is space for that. You know, there's got to be space in the narrative for desk wanking, or we just can't enjoy ourselves. I mean,
I know
you can have
of course,
both.
Absolutely.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
Maybe what we need is more glaciers in Canberra melting. If we stuck a glacier on top of the parliamentary flagpole that slowly melted and just dripped water down, but that would actually be a call to action.
Look, one of the only ways we ever get politicians and billionaires to take anything seriously is things like, when it directly affects them. I always think back to like Daniel Andrews in here in Victoria, who suddenly became pro-euthanasia laws because he had to see his mum or his grandmother, I can't remember, I think his mother, going through that kind of experience. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it changed his politics on it. Politicians, at the end of the day, are devoid of human empathy. They're just incapable of basic human functioning. And the only way to make them change their minds on things is to put them through the suffering. So yes, I am not against taking all of the politicians currently in charge of most nations to a place like Pakistan right now and just drowning them in glacier melt and then letting the next batch of politicians go, that's the warning to you. Because what else? There's no other option. Where are we going to go from here?
I'm very glad that the tech billionaires, Scott Farquhar and Mike Cannon-Brookes, who started Atlassian together, they both bought adjoining waterfront properties in Sydney in Point Piper, right? Right there on the water. They're in the firing line. If something doesn't happen, and admittedly, you know, Mike Cannon-Brookes has been pretty vocal on climate stuff, but unless something happens, those very valuable mansions, I think one of them cost $100 million or something, they're going to be underwater.
Well, they're clearly putting their money where their mouth is.
Malcolm Turnbull lives just down the road on the water. Maybe that's why he was more aware of this. Not that he managed to do much about it during his time as Prime Minister, but maybe, yes, maybe if everyone had to spend a month in Nauru or somewhere where this was imminent, I mean, these places are going to submerge in short order.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I've been in, you know, when in 2010 there had been massive flooding in Pakistan, which at the time was seen as one of the worst floods, you know, in the country's history. And little did we know, because that was 10% of what's happening right now.
Yeah.
But at the time, I had been out there as a reporter covering the floods and seeing the devastation and stuff. But that is pales in comparison to what we're seeing now. I think the difference is whenever we do movies about natural disasters and stuff, like, you know, The Day After Tomorrow or 2012, movies like that, we always have a wave coming over the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Or we'll always have, like, the San Andreas Fault opens up and the headquarters of Time Warner collapses inside or something. We have recognizable landmarks. What we need to do is show people, you know, things in Pakistan or India and these places that are recognizable to them, and then tell them what happens when climate change comes. We need a tidal wave coming over the Taj Mahal for people to go, oh, wait, we're going to lose that as well, for them to finally start giving a shit.
Yeah, and the thing that's most painful about all this to me, and I acknowledge a lot of people have suffered, is having to acknowledge that Dan Illich was actually right to focus on climate change for so many years, to basically start a comedy empire focused on climate change. You know, it seemed maybe a little bit self-righteous at the time, but yes, it actually was the greatest moral challenge of our time. And we've utterly squibbed it.
Failed so utterly and completely. This is not that different from, like, us looking at the start of World War II and going, now, what if we just don't do anything? And
to be fair, we've also got fascism on the rise again at the same time.
That's true.
It's not like that one's all dead and buried. And if Donald Trump becomes president again,
which I am hoping for, I'll be honest, I am hoping for that. The only thing that would make this more at least endure, the end of the world is nigh. It's too late for us to save ourselves. At the very least, America should go full clown and allow us to have some entertainment.
So the one billionaire that you don't want to drown in glacial melt is Donald Trump. I'm a little surprised, Sammy, to be honest.
Because you're making it sound like not having Donald Trump will somehow save us from the glacial melt at this point.
No.
We passed the point of, we're way past the finish line. We are well into the stands at this point. The chance to turn back was ages ago, and we did nothing. And I'm doing nothing. What am I doing? But also,
You're podcasting.
Yeah.
You're raising awareness.
Stop blaming me. Stop making me feel like I have to buy keep cups and metal straws to save the world. I can't do shit. Stop making it my responsibility to do anything. All I can do is wave from the sidelines as massive corporations continue to do this to us. And here we are.
But as against that, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are doing really well with getting humans off the planet. I mean, a very small number of them.
They're not even doing well with that. There's no one off the planet still. They have yet to land someone on Mars.
And there's the debate most recently has been about whether it technically even counts as space flight when you go up such a short distance. But nevertheless, they're focusing on something. There's a little bit of Last Days of Rome about all this. If it were, rather than just the Roman Empire falling, entire planetary devastation.
It's the human empire falling, yes, exactly. Oh, right. The barbarians are at the gate, and the barbarians this time are flood water. Yeah, no, it's really bad. So, all I can say is, again, please donate to donate.ed.org. That's EDHI. It will make a massive difference. And you don't need the money. What are you going to do with the money? Buy yourself another fucking Apple product, you loser? Stop fucking wasting your life on shallow material bullshit.
Are you talking
save someone else's life for
are you
once.
Talking to listeners or to me? Because that really ranked
to listeners. To listeners. But right. Also to you and me.
Thank you, Sammy. Look, you're here for the next couple of episodes. Let's catch up on Pakistani politics shortly. Because I just want to hear the ballad of Imran Khan at this point, because it seems like a strange one.
What a story.
All right, that's next. On The Chaser Report, our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll catch you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.